Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I read from chapter 90. You have another one somewhere? Chapter 19, text.
Takže je to 19.
Madhya Lila 19, check, text 1.
Adi Lila, 19. kapitola, verš číslo 1.
Madhya Lila.
Madhya Lila, 19. kapitola, verš číslo 1.
Vindavaniyam rasa keli vartam kalena lubdam nijja shakti utka sancharya rupe vyattanot punasa Prabhurvido prakivaloka sristin. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, the Lord enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with the details of the creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge.
Takže predtým, než sa vytvorila táto kozmická manifestácia, tak pán osvietil srdce Brahmu s vedským poznaním.
You just find it in them. In exactly the same way, the Lord, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world.
Presne rovnakým spôsobom pán chcel znovu oživiť vrindavanské zábavy pána Krišnu a preto naplnil srdce Rupa Gosvámiho duchovnou silou. Vďaka tejto sile Rupa Gosvámi mohol oživiť činnosti Krišnu vo Vrindaváne, činnosti, ktoré už boli takmer stratené. Takýmto spôsobom a mohol rozosiať Krišna vedomie po celom svete.
It is said that Srila Rupa Goswami was just like a perfect replica of Lord Chaitanya.
Takže je povedané, že Srila Rupa Goswami bol dokonalou replikou Sri Chaitanyu.
A replica almost looks like what we would nowadays call a clone.
Replika vyzerá takmer totožne ako niečo, čo by sme v dnešnej dobe nazvali klonom.
But that is not how it was.
Tak toto nebolo.
It was more what is meant when it is said that Rupa Goswami was a replica of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was meant that Rupa Goswami completely represented the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Čo sa myslelo tým, že Rupa Goswami je replikou Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva, je to, že dokonale reprezentoval náladu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva.
He fully understood the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Plne pochopil náladu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva.
It showed in his poems.
To vidíme v jeho básniach.
One day, while staying in Jagannath Puri, Srila Rupa Goswami was working on a manuscript.
V jeden deň, kým bol v Jagannath Puri, Srila Rupa Goswami pracoval na rukopise.
So he was writing on palm leaves in those days.
V tých dňoch sa písalo na palmové listy.
So as he was going for his noon duties and was getting ready to take a bath in the ocean.
Tak ako sa chystal na svoje poludnejšie povinnosti a pripravoval sa na okúpanie sa v oceáne.
He placed the palm leaf in the roof of the hut.
Tento palmový list vložil do strechy svojej chatrče.
So while he was taking his bath in the ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and took that verse from the roof and read it.
Takže kým sa on kúpal v oceáne, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prišiel a vzal si ten verš z tej strechy a prečítal si ho.
And it was describing how in the mood of Radharani, how he was longing to be in Vrindavan under the Vantasi tree and to hear the sound of the flute playing the fifth note.
A tento verš popisoval, ako v nálade Radharani túžil byť vo Vrindavane pod stromom Vantaši a počuť, ako Krishna hrá na flautu.
So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really appreciated that verse.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu veľmi ocenil tento verš.
Because he was in that mood of Srimati Radharani.
Pretože on bol v tejto nálade Srimati Radharani.
He was in that mood of separation from Krishna.
Bol v tejto nálade odlúčenia od Krishnu.
And it was Radharani's mood when she met Krishna in Kurukshetra.
A bola to Radharanina nálada, keď sa stretla s Krishnom na Kurukshetre.
Where Krishna was dressed like a royal prince.
Kde bol Krishna oblečený ako kráľovský princ.
And she didn't want that Krishna.
Ona nechcela tohto Krishnu.
She wanted the cowherd boy who played his flute in Vrindavan.
Ona chcela toho pastierika, ktorý hral na svoju flautu vo Vrindavane.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in that same mood.
Pán Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bol v tej rovnakej nálade.
And we see that among the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one other devotee who could understand the same mood.
A môžeme vidieť, že medzi oddanými Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bol ešte jeden oddaný, ktorý dokázal pochopiť túto náladu.
And that was Ramananda Rai.
A bol to Ramananda Rai.
And Ramananda Rai in discussions with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully understood the deepest symptoms of love of the gopis in Vrindavan for Krishna.
A počas diskusie Ramananda Rai pochopil tie najhlbšie prejavy lásky gopi vo Vrindavane.
But somehow or other Rupa Goswami had been empowered.
Nejakým spôsobom však Rupa Goswami bol splnomocnený.
He had been empowered to write.
Bol splnomocnený písať.
He was a great poet.
Bol veľký básnik.
Rupa Goswami writes, he said, what is the use of the arrow of the hunter?
A Rupa Goswami píše, na čo vôbec slúži šíp polovníka?
Or of the words of the poet.
Alebo slová básnika.
If they don't pierce the heart and make the head spin.
Ak neprebodnú srdce a nespôsobia, že sa začne z toho točiť hlava.
Yes. So the words of a poet are meant to be like that.
Áno. A slova básnika by mali byť presne takéto.
They are meant to touch the heart.
Majú sa dotknúť srdca.
And Srila Rupa Goswami was able to touch the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his words.
A Srila Rupa Goswami dokázal sa dotknúť srdca Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a svojimi slovami.
And therefore Rupa Goswami was particularly chosen to write transcendental literatures.
A práve preto Rupa Goswami bol vybraný, aby písal transcendentálnu literatúru.
Nana shastra vichara naika nipano sadharma samstapako, that he was writing literatures to establish the true principles of religion.
Písal literatúru, aby ustanovil skutočné princípy náboženstva.
Scrutinizingly studying various Vedic literatures.
Aby podrobne študoval rôznu vedskú literatúru.
And in this way, Rupa Goswami became like the foremost of the six Goswamis.
A takýmto spôsobom sa Rupa Goswami stal tým najdôležitejším zo šiestich Goswami.
So much so that he became known as the Ras Acharya.
Až do tej miery, že zostal známy ako Rasa Acharya.
Or the exemplary teachers of transcendental mellows.
Alebo ten príkladný učiteľ transcendentálnych nálad.
And Srila Rupa Goswami is therefore particular the acharya that we follow.
A preto Srila Rupa Goswami je konkrétne ten acharya, ktorého my nasledujeme.
And so we are known as Rupanugas.
A preto sme známi ako Rupanugovia.
Those who are following Srila Rupa Goswami.
Tí, ktorí nasledujú Srila Rupu Goswamiho.
Now this is a lecture in a series of a number of lectures. This is the third one.
Takže a táto lekcia je v sérii lekcií, už je treťou.
And the theme of these lectures is living by the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
A téma týchto prednášok je ako žiť vďaka milosti Vaishnavov.
And we discussed how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vallabha Bhatta how he was living by the mercy of great personalities.
A vidíme, ako Sri Chaitanya, naučili sme sa, ako Sri Chaitanya naučil Sri Vallabha Bhattu, ako žiť vďaka milosti ostatných Vaishnavov.
How he was living by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, of Lord Nityananda, of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and of Ramananda Rai.
Ako on žil vďaka milosti Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, Advaita Acharya a Nityananda Prabhu.
Yeah. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave credit to these personalities.
A takýmto spôsobom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dával zásluhy týmto osobnostiam.
And pointed out that it was because of their mercy that he was able to engage in devotional service.
A poukázal, že vďaka ich milosti bol schopný sa zapojiť do oddanej služby.
And we in the same way are engaging in devotional service because of the mercy of other devotees.
A my samotní sa zapájame do oddanej služby vďaka milosti iných oddaných.
At first, Srila Prabhupada went to America.
Najskôr išiel Srila Prabhupada do Ameriky.
And there he started preaching.
Tam začal kázať.
Opened up a temple in New York and in San Francisco.
Otvoril chrám v New Yorku a San Francisco.
And then sent devotees to London.
A potom poslal oddaných do Londýna.
And they started preaching there.
A oni tam začali kázať.
And the devotees had first gone to Amsterdam, but they found it difficult to find a place there.
A títo oddaní najskôr išli do Amsterdamu, ale mali potiaže tam nájsť miesto, kde by mohli zostať.
And from there they went to London.
Odtiaľ išli do Londýna.
And then they went on. Then the next devotee came, Shivananda, and he went to Hamburg.
Potom pokračovali, prišiel ďalší oddaný, Shivananda, on išiel do Hamburgu.
So slowly Krishna consciousness began to settle in Europe.
A pomaly sa Krishna vedomie začalo takto usádzať v Európe.
And then of course Krishna consciousness started to slowly spread over Europe.
A potom Krishna vedomie sa pomaličky začalo rozširovať po Európe.
Maybe the Bhaktivedanta Manor became Prabhupada's European headquarters.
a Bhaktivedanta Manor sa stal pravopádovým hlavným sídlom pre Európu.
And also at one point the Czech Republic, Krishna consciousness reached the Czech Republic.
A tiež v jednom momente Krishna vedomie dosiahlo aj Českú republiku.
And Hari Kesh Maharaj was very instrumental into bringing Krishna consciousness here.
A Hari Kesh Maharaj bol veľmi podstatný v tom, že priniesol Krishna vedomie sem.
And many other devotees.
Mnohí ďalší oddaní.
Including Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj.
Tiež samozrejme Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj.
And it is by the service of these devotees that we can do devotional service.
A vďaka službe týchto oddaných my môžeme robiť oddanú službu.
So there are many devotees who came before us in this world and they have left opportunity for devotional service for others.
A pred nami prišlo mnoho oddaných, ktorí nám takto zanechali možnosť robiť službu.
If Prabhupada would not have come to the West, we would be all deeply sunken in ignorance.
Keby Šrila Prabhupada neprišiel na západ, tak my by sme všetci boli hlboko ponorení v nevedomosti.
I don't know what we would have been doing.
Neviem, čo by sme teraz robili.
But it would not have been very nice.
Ale nebolo by to veľmi pekné.
And then if all these devotees who became inspired by Prabhupada would not have done their service, then we would not have had that opportunity.
A keby všetci títo oddaní, ktorí boli inšpirovaní Prabhupádou, nespravili svoju službu, tak my by sme teraz nezískali tú možnosť.
The temples would not have been there, the tabor would have not been there.
Neboli by tu ani chrámy, ani tábor.
The books would not have been translated.
Knihy by neboli preložené.
All this was done by devotees who came before us.
Všetko toto spravili oddaní, ktorí prišli pred nami.
So in that way we can appreciate how by the service of others we got the opportunity to engage in devotional service.
A takýmto spôsobom dokážeme oceniť, ako vďaka službe ostatných sme získali tú príležitosť sa zapojiť do oddanej služby.
And then ultimately it is Srila Rupa Goswami who has given us the basic process to follow.
A z konečného hľadiska je to Srila Rupa Goswami, ktorý nám dal ten základný proces, ktorý máme nasledovať.
Basically Srila Prabhupada, when he introduced Krishna conscious activities, he followed Srila Rupa Goswami.
A v základe Srila Prabhupada, keď vlastne nám podal Krishna vedomie, tak bolo založené na základoch Srila Rupa Goswamiho.
He strictly followed all the principles that are found in the nectar of devotion.
Striktne nasledoval iba princípy, ktoré nájdeme v nektári oddanosti.
And then especially he built his entire temple programs around the five principle forms of devotional service.
A obzvlášť chrámový program postavil okolo piatich základných princípov oddanej služby.
Where Mathura Vas or residing in the holy dham is emphasized.
Kde Mathura Vas alebo sídlenie v svätom dáme je zdôrazňované.
And every time we recite Premadvani prayers at the end of a kirtan or the end of any program, then we always glorifying Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sri Ramayapur ki jai, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Jai, jai, jai.
A vždy, keď na konci programu recitujeme Premadvani modlitby, tak oslavujeme Sri Ramayapur Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham a tak ďalej.
So worship of the holy dham is very central in our spiritual life.
Uctievanie svätého dámu je veľmi centrálne v našom duchovnom živote.
We do everything in association of devotees, sadhu sangha.
Všetko robíme v spoločnosti oddaných, sadhu sangha.
Without being in the association of devotees, how will we chant Hare Krishna?
Bez toho, že by sme mohli byť v spoločnosti oddaných, ako by sme spievali Hare Krishna?
Alone?
Sami?
Association with devotees basically means Chant Hare Krishna together.
Spoločnosť oddaných v základe znamená spievajte spolu Hare Krishna.
Discuss something from based on scriptures.
Diskutujte o niečom, čo je založené na písmach.
And take some prasad.
A dávajte si prasadam.
And that is association with devotees.
A to je spoločnosť oddaných.
That's sooner or later what we do when we come together.
To je to, čo skôr či neskôr začneme robiť, keď sa spolu stretneme.
Somebody says, let's have some prasad.
Niekto povie, dajme si nejaký prasadam.
Someone says, let's have a kirtan.
A niekto povie, dajme si kirtan.
Let's read something.
Prečítajme si niečo.
That is associating with devotees.
Toto je združovanie sa s oddanými.
We are, of course, all conditioned devotees.
Samozrejme, my sme všetci podmienení oddaní.
And therefore, we are not completely transcendental when it comes to relationships.
A preto nie sme úplne transcendentálni, čo sa týka vzťahov.
So we may have likes and dislikes.
Takže môžeme mať obľúbených a neobľúbených.
Here in the room there are some devotees that really like each other and some devotees that don't like somebody so much.
Tuto v tejto miestnosti sú oddaní, ktorí sa navzájom majú veľmi radi a určite sú to aj oddaní, ktorí niekoho nemajú veľmi radi.
If you look around, you can see who is sitting next to who.
Keď sa pozriete okolo seba, tak sa môžete pozrieť, kto sedí s kým.
So those things are there. There are still human relationships.
Tieto veci sú tu, stále sú tu prítomné ľudské vzťahy.
Likes and dislikes.
Tých, čo máme radi, tých, čo nemáme radi.
But once we start kirtan, then that's all over.
Ale raz, keď začneme s kirtanom, tak je tomu koniec.
Even when there's someone you really don't like, you know.
Dokonca aj keď je tu niekto, koho naozaj nemáš rád.
Yeah. Once you start a kirtan, then it all changes.
Raz, keď začnete kirtan, tak všetko sa to zmení.
You can still have fun in kirtan together.
Stále sa môžete v kirtane dobre spolu baviť.
And then after you like them a little bit more.
A potom ich máte o trošku viac radi.
So this is simply sadhu sangha. Kirtan, Krishna katha and prasadam.
Toto je jednoducho sadhu sangha, kirtan, Krishna katha a prasadam.
And then yes, Bhagavat shravan. This Srimad Bhagavatam.
Potom Bhagavat Shravan a Srimad Bhagavatam.
Some people, they never get beyond the first canto.
Niektorí ľudia sa nikdy nedopracujú za prvý spev.
Some people have the t-shirt, the only hope.
A niektorí majú tričko, jediná nádej.
It's true.
Je to pravda.
It's a good t-shirt, I like it.
Je to dobré tričko, mne sa páči.
But just having a t-shirt is also not enough.
Ale mať iba tričko, to tiež nestačí.
Now we have to read the Bhagavatam.
Teraz musíš čítať ten Bhagavatam.
When to read the Bhagavatam?
Kedy mám čítať Bhagavatam?
How to read the Bhagavatam?
Ako čítať Bhagavatam?
Is there time to read the Bhagavatam?
Je čas, kedy mám čítať Bhagavatam?
No.
Nie.
There never is time to read the Bhagavatam.
Nikdy nie je čas čítať Bhagavatam.
Because there are so many other things to do.
Pretože musím spraviť toľko ďalších vecí.
So much.
Toľko veľa.
That in the end of the day there was never time for the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Že na konci dňa vôbec nebol celý deň čas čítať Srimad Bhagavatam.
Never.
Nikdy.
Only well sometimes on Christmas.
Iba niekedy na Vianoce.
So but if we somehow or other do it every day, make time for Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ale keď sa nám to nejakým spôsobom podarí, že každý deň si vyčleníme čas na Srimad Bhagavatam,
then we're following in the footsteps of Sanatan Goswami.
Tak vtedy nasledujeme v šlápajach Sanatan Goswamiho,
who said in the Krishnastava Mala that Bhagavatam was his constant companion.
Ktorý v Krishnastava Mala povedal, že Bhagavatam je jeho neustály spoločník.
So that meant he was reading Bhagavatam, thinking about Bhagavatam.
To znamená, že čítal Bhagavatam, premýšľal o Bhagavatame.
And then you had Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who used to daily recite Bhagavatam in different melodies.
A potom máš Raghunath Bhatta Goswamiho, ktorý denne recitoval Bhagavatam v rôznych melódiách.
So in this way, deep absorption in the Bhagavatam.
Takýmto spôsobom hlboké pohrúženie sa v Bhagavatame.
Because the Bhagavatam is the essence of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pretože Bhagavatam je podstata učenia Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuha.
It is said that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda drove out the influence of nescience by the two Bhagavats.
Takže je povedané, že pán Chaitanya a pán Nityananda vyhnali vplyv nevedomosti dvoma Bhagavatami.
The person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat.
Osobou Bhagavat a knihou Bhagavat.
So somehow or other, that is spiritual life.
Nejakým spôsobom to je duchovný život.
Spiritual life is not to have the right Harinam Chadar.
Duchovný život neznamená, že mám ten správny Harinam Chadar.
Spiritual life is not even about wearing the Gunti Mala.
Duchovný život nie je dokonca ani o tom, že nosíme kantimalu.
Spiritual life is not about wearing a dhoti, sari or jeans.
Duchovný život nie je o tom, či nosíme dhoti, sari alebo džiny.
Spiritual life goes deep in the Bhagavatam.
Duchovný život ide hlboko do Bhagavatamu.
If we enter into the Bhagavatam, then our spiritual life gets deep and meaningful.
Keď sa pohrúžime do Bhagavatamu, tak náš duchovný život sa stane hlbokým a zmysluplným.
So Srila Prabhupada arranged at least every day a lecture on Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada to tak zariadil, aby aspoň raz denne bola lekcia na Bhagavatam.
And that's useful because you can catch up on a bit of sleep every day.
A to je dosť dobré, pretože môžeš doháňať spánok každý deň aspoň chvíľu.
Somehow or other, we're still not getting absorbed.
Nejakým spôsobom stále sa do toho nepohrúžujeme.
But that is the objective.
Ale to je ten cieľ.
Then there is the worship of the deities.
Potom je to uctievanie božstiev.
This morning I was really appreciating how every year this place transforms into a temple.
A toto ráno som veľmi oceňoval to, ako každý rok sa toto miesto premení na chrám.
I mean, the devotees have brought a whole altar here.
Oddaní sem priniesli celý oltár.
It's a serious altar.
Je to vážny oltár.
Not just a table, it is like really like canopy and everything.
Nie je to len stôl, ale tam je všetko, tam je to pozadie, všetko čo má byť.
Prabhupada has a very nice umbrella.
Prabhupada má veľmi pekný dážnik, slnečník.
And there's always the Jagannath above the sound system. I look at it every year.
A vždy nad tým zvukovým systémom je Jagannath, každý rok na ňo pozerám.
It's as if the interesting thing is the same every year.
Čo je zaujímavé, že každý rok je to všetko rovnaké.
And it really creates the feeling that it's like a permanent temple.
A naozaj to vo mne vzbudzuje ten pocit, že toto je stály chrám.
Yeah. I mean, it says it, in my mind this place is always like that.
V mojej mysli toto miesto je vždycky takéto.
Throughout the rest of the year there are children here having summer camps and they're looking at Jagannath and the altar and everything.
Počas roka sú tu deti a pozerajú na Jagannatha, chodia k oltáru.
So it is very nice that simply by the presence of the deities we are with Krishna.
Je to veľmi pekné, že jednoducho len vďaka prítomnosti bostiev sme v prítomnosti Krišnu.
And Krishna brings the spiritual world with him.
A Krišna so sebou prináša duchovný svet.
So we are in the spiritual world.
A preto sme v duchovnom svete.
So like that we are very fortunate.
A takto máme veľké šťastie.
And of course then we are chanting japa.
A samozrejme čentujeme japu.
And then they turn on the japa tape.
And then they turn on
the japa tape.
A potom zapnú tú japa pásku.
And on the first day it was so loud that we could only hear the japa tape.
Prvý deň to bolo tak hlasné, že si počuli iba tú japa pásku.
But we fixed that.
Ale podarilo sa nám to opraviť.
Because we should hear ourselves chanting.
Pretože by sme mali počuť sami seba, ako čentujeme.
We should actually listen to our chanting.
My by sme v skutočnosti mali načúvať nášmu čentovaniu.
That is Srila Prabhupada's instruction.
To je pokyn Srila Prabhupada.
So actually it's the ear that is the most important while we're chanting.
Tak v skutočnosti je to ucho, ktoré je najdôležitejšie, keď čentujeme.
While we're chanting, we are concentrating on the ear.
Kým čentujeme, tak sa sústredíme na ucho.
It's like big ear. Hare Krishna, what about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Different people use different techniques to help the hearing.
Rôzne ľudia používajú rôzne techniky, aby pomohli tomu načúvaniu.
Some chant in the corner of the room.
Niektorí čentujú v rohoch miestnosti.
As if they're in school and being punished by a teacher.
Ako keby boli v škole a práve boli trestaní učiteľom.
But there are actually good acoustics in the corner.
Ale v skutočnosti v tých rohoch, v tých kútoch je dobrá akustika.
You can try.
Vyskúšajte to.
Hare Krishna, you can hear yourself very well.
Môžete sa sami seba počuť veľmi dobre.
Anyway, there are so many levels of engaging in these five principal activities of devotional service.
Existuje toľko úrovní, ako sa zapojiť do týchto piatich hlavných princípov oddanej služby.
And Srila Prabhupada built his whole morning program, his whole temple program around these activities.
Srila Prabhupada zostavil celý ranný program, celý chrámový program okolo týchto hlavných aktivít.
Tulsi is also here.
Je to aj Tulsi.
And this Tulsi has so many leaves, very thick.
A táto Tulsi, ona má toľko lístkov a sú veľmi hrubé.
And it says, Srila Prabhupada said that Tulsi is the barometer of devotion.
Srila Prabhupada povedal, že Tulsi je barometer oddanosti.
So when you're seeing like a Tulsi with many leaves like that, then that's pretty good.
Keď vidíš Tulsi s mnohými lístkami ako táto, tak to je veľmi dobré.
If there's a Tulsi, you know, like, that's not very good.
Keď je tam taká Tulsi, tak to nie je veľmi dobré.
Yeah, so in this way, all that mercy is here.
Takýmto spôsobom všetka tá milosť je tu prítomná.
And we're living by this mercy.
A my žijeme vďaka tejto milosti.
And this mercy is very powerful.
A táto milosť je veľmi mocná.
I've been coming to this camp for something like 20 years now.
Ja na tento tábor chodím už asi 20 rokov.
And I've seen that this camp is an ocean of mercy.
A ja som videl, že tento tábor je oceán milosti.
You know, I'm eating a bit of a diet.
Ja mám trochu dietu.
So one year I was going away to take prasadam after the second seminar in the morning.
A jeden rok som išiel preč potom, čo som jedol prasadam po druhom seminári.
And the devotees went to take prasadam.
Oddaní išli na prasadam.
And then, instead of hearing Sarira Vijajal, I heard Namaste Narasingaya.
A namiesto, aby som počul Sarira Vijajal, tak som počul Namaste Narasimhaya.
Let's go. What's wrong song? What's going on?
A ja si hovorím, to je nesprávna pieseň, čo sa tu deje?
So I walked back and I came and there was a man lying on the ground and he was flapping.
Tak som sa vrátil a bol tu muž, ktorý ležal na zemi a chytal dých.
Anyway, long story short, the man died of a heart attack, but there was a kirtan.
Skrátime ten príbeh, ten muž zomrel na infarkt, ale bolo to pri kirtane.
Pretty good.
Dosť dobré.
A lot of mercy.
Veľa milosti.
You want to say something?
Niečo chceš povedať?
Why? Why don't you be quiet? I'm telling the story, not you. Be quiet.
Ja chcem dopovedať ten príbeh ešte.
Just be quiet. You're trying to kill my story.
Chceš zabiť môj príbeh.
You better be careful.
Radšej dávaj pozor.
Yeah. So, this man, he just died in the middle of the devotees.
A tento muž, on jednoducho zomrel medzi všetkými tými oddanými.
So, then we start to ask around, who was he, who knew him.
A potom sme sa začali pýtať, kto ho poznal, kto vlastne on bol.
So one of the devotees was saying, actually, he was, I've known this man for many years.
A potom jeden oddaný povedal, v skutočnosti ja som tohto človeka poznal mnoho rokov.
He used to buy books from me.
On si odo mňa kupoval knihy.
And recently, some time ago, he bought the full Bhagavatam also.
A pred nejakou dobou tiež si kúpil celý Bhagavatam.
And recently, he told me he had finished it.
A nedávno mi povedal, že ho dočítal celý.
And he asked if I had some new books.
A spýtal sa, či mám nejaké ďalšie nové knihy.
So I sold him some more books.
Tak som mu predal nejaké ďalšie knihy.
And invited him to the camp.
A pozval som ho na tábor.
And it's of course some other devotees might have also known him.
Samozrejme možno aj nejakí ďalší oddaní ho poznali.
But that's not important.
A to nie je dôležité.
He read the Bhagavatam.
On prečítal Bhagavatam.
Somehow or other came into the association of devotees.
Nejakým spôsobom prišiel do spoločnosti oddaných.
And then left.
A odišiel.
I mean, anyone can see that he came here because of Krishna's mercy.
A každý môže vidieť, že on sem prišiel vďaka Krišnovej milosti.
That somehow or other
his
devotional service had matured.
Nejakým spôsobom jeho oddaná služba dozrela.
And so he was ready to leave this world in a special way.
A takto bol pripravený opustiť tento svet špeciálnym spôsobom.
And that year we appreciated how special it was actually.
A ten rok sme to tak oceňovali, aké to bolo veľmi špeciálne.
That this man left in this way.
Že tento človek odišiel takýmto spôsobom.
And although someone died in the middle of the festival, it didn't spoil the fun.
A hoci niekto zomrel v strede toho festivalu, vôbec to nepokazilo zábavu.
Someone died in the middle of the festival.
Niekto zomrel v strede festivalu.
And it actually added to the fun.
A v skutočnosti ono to ešte pridalo k tej zábave.
We all said, that was a good festival.
A všetci sme si povedali, to bol dobrý festival.
Someone even went back to Godhead in the middle of the whole thing.
Niekto išiel dokonca naspäť k Bohu v strede celej tej veci.
Yeah. Just see. Huh? So, in this way, a Vaishnava has to see, open the eyes and see the mercy.
A takto oddaný asi musí otvoriť oči a vidieť tú milosť.
Many people come and tell me how spiritual life is difficult.
Mnohí ľudia za mňou chodia a hovoria mi, aký je duchovný život náročný.
They tell me the whole story.
Vyrozprávajú mi celý príbeh.
Problémny. And I tell you, they're talking.
Oni rozprávajú.
And I don't know what they're talking about.
Ja vôbec neviem, o čom to oni rozprávajú.
I hear it all.
Ja to všetko počujem.
Problem.
Problém.
Spiritual life is so difficult.
Duchovný život je taký náročný.
And I'm thinking, what are you talking about?
A ja premýšľam, o čom to ty rozprávaš?
Don't you see?
Nevidíš?
You don't see?
Ty nevidíš?
All this mercy?
Všetku túto milosť?
My God, it's everywhere.
Ona je všade.
And so much.
A je jej toľko.
And so powerful.
A je tak mocná.
Every time you jump in that kirtan.
Vždy keď skočíš do toho kirtanu.
You become addicted to it.
Tak sa staneš na ňom závislý.
You have to do it again.
Musíš to spraviť znovu.
You cannot hold yourself back.
Nedokáže sa udržať.
Oh, when we hear the Bhagavatam, at one point it becomes something you'd come for, you know, from far to hear a lecture.
A keď počuješ Bhagavatam, v jednom bode je to niečo, za čím chodíš zďaleka, len aby si si vypočul tú prednášku.
If you would tell some karmic relatives, they would not understand, you know, like we're all going for the lecture.
Keby si povedal nejakým karmi príbuzným, oni by to nepochopili. My všetci ideme na prednášku. Na prednášku?
But this lecture is full of mercy.
Ale táto prednáška je plná milosti.
Because these are the transcendental words of Bhagavatam.
Pretože toto sú transcendentálne slová Bhagavatamu.
And you even get translation.
A dokonca dostanete aj preklad.
Even if you have no translation.
Dokonca aj keby ste nemali žiaden preklad.
Even then the Bhagavatam will act.
Aj vtedy Bhagavatam bude konať.
On the first Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada was reading from the 10th canto and it was not translated.
Na prvom Janmashtami Srila Prabhupada čítal z 10. spevu a nebolo to preložené.
And from 8 o'clock at night till midnight he was just reading Sanskrit verses.
A od 8. večer do polnoci iba čítal sanskritské verše.
Only Sanskrit verses.
Iba sanskritské verše.
And Prabhupada said, doesn't matter that you don't understand, you get purified anyway.
Prabhupada povedal, na tom vôbec nezáleží, že tomu nerozumiete, aj tak vás to očistí.
There were many devotees present.
Bolo tam prítomných veľa oddaných.
Also sannyasis with dandas.
Dokonca aj sannyasini s dandami.
At one point all the dandas started to sort of.
V jednom momente všetky tie dandy sa začali tak skláňať.
At one point there was nobody in the room who was still awake except Prabhupada.
A v jednom momente v tej miestnosti už nebol nikto, kto by bol ešte hore okrem Prabhupádu.
That's when Prabhupada said, all right, let's have some kirtan.
Vtedy Prabhupada povedal, v poriadku, dáme si nejaký kirtan.
So, we don't see all this mercy?
My nevidíme všetku túto milosť?
Don't we see that throughout our spiritual life there is so much mercy?
Nevidíme, že v našom duchovnom živote je tak veľa milosti?
Do we really think that we are the doer?
Naozaj si myslíme, že my sme ten konateľ?
I'm not chanting very good rounds.
Nespievam veľmi dobré kola.
I know it's very bad.
Viem, že je to veľmi zlé.
And I don't know how to chant better rounds.
Neviem, ako chantovať lepšie kola.
I think I will never go back to Godhead.
Myslím si, že sa nikdy nevrátim späť k Bohu.
Because I chant very bad rounds.
Pretože čentujem veľmi zlé kola.
Don't worry.
Neboj sa.
The Mahaprasadam is coming.
Prichádza Mahaprasadam.
Don't worry. There will be a kirtan later on.
Neboj sa, bude neskôr kirtan.
Don't worry, even if you hear one word of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll get purified.
Neboj sa, dokonca aj keď začuješ len jedno slovo Bhagavatamu, očistí ťa to.
Don't worry. It is so powerful this movement.
Neboj sa, toto hnutie je tak silné.
It will work.
Bude fungovať.
Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? I don't know. I think it's not going to work for me. Oh my gosh.
bude to fungovať, nebude to fungovať, neviem, pre mňa to asi nebude fungovať.
Don't worry.
Neboj sa.
Vaikunta, no anxiety.
Vaikunta, bez úzkosti.
The mercy of Mahaprabhu is just flooding everything.
Milosť Mahaprabhu a zaplavuje všetko.
Yeah, but I make so many offenses.
Áno, ale ja robím toľko priestupkov.
Yes. But Lord Chaitanya overlooks them.
Áno, ale pán Chaitanya ich prehliada.
He overlooks them.
On ich prehliada.
What can you do? We all do it sometimes.
Čo sa dá robiť? Každý z nás to niekedy robí.
You know, sometimes some word just comes out of the mouth.
Niekedy nám jednoducho vybehne z úst nejaké to slovo.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Oops. Big Vaishnav apparat.
Oops, veľký vaishnavský aparát.
Mad elephant offense. Now my whole spiritual life is destroyed.
Priestupok šialeného slona, všetkých, celý náš duchovný život je zničený, lebo som ho nazval idiot.
Please forgive my offense.
Prosím, odpusti môj priestupok.
Don't worry about it. These things are not so serious.
Neboj sa, tieto veci nie sú tak vážne.
Is that not serious? No, that's not serious.
To nie je vážne? Nie, to nie je vážne.
But when we become poisonous and envious and we want to destroy the Vaishnavas.
Ale keď sa staneme jedovatí a závistiví a chceme zničiť Vaishnavov.
Then you might get in trouble.
Potom začínaš mať problémy.
So let us think with joy of every Vaishnava.
Tak s radosťou rozmýšľajeme nad každým Vaishnavom.
When we see a Vaishnava, let there be joy.
Keď vidíme Vaishnavu, tešme sa.
As simple as that.
Tak je to jednoduché.
Look, don't look at this Vaishnava with the evil eye.
Nepozeraj na Vaishnavu zlými očami.
It's Vaishnava.
To je Vaishnava.
How nice.
Aké pekné.
Whoever we see, every Vaishnava, every devotee, how nice.
Kohokoľvek uvidíme, každého Vaishnavu, každého oddaného, aké je to pekné.
Not like cats and dogs.
Nie ako mačky a psi.
So, yes, and we're learning. Even when we make mistakes.
A učíme sa dokonca aj keď spravíme chyby.
We're being reminded of what to do every day.
Každý deň nám je pripomínané, čo máme robiť.
Every day we're being reminded about not committing offenses and so on.
Každý deň nám je pripomínané, že nemáme robiť priestupky a tak ďalej.
We even in many temples recite the 10 offenses. First offense, blasphemy, second offense, his names, third offense, disobey, fourth offense, blaspheme, sixth offense, interpretation, seven, sinful activities, eight, karma kanda, nine, faithless, 10, maintain material desires. There you go.
V mnohých chrámoch aj každý deň si odrecitujeme tie priestupky prvý až desiaty.
Gotta learn the 10 offenses.
Musíš sa naučiť 10 priestupkov.
So, yes, we somehow or other are being reminded.
Nejakým spôsobom nám je to takto pripomínané.
So the association of the devotees is purifying us in so many ways.
Spoločnosť oddaných nás očisťuje toľkými spôsobmi.
And the more we get into it, the more it's happening.
A čím viac sa do toho dostaneme, tým viac sa to deje.
So in this way, we're living by the mercy of the devotees.
Takýmto spôsobom žijeme vďaka milosti oddaných.
With great optimism.
S veľkým optimizmom.
Knowing that although we are not qualified, that still by this extraordinary mercy, even we can become uplifted.
A vieme, že aj keď nie sme na to kvalifikovaní, tak vďaka tejto výnimočnej milosti aj my môžeme byť pozdvihnutí.
Okay, I will end here. Are there any comments or any questions?
Tuto skončím. Máte nejaké otázky alebo komentáre?
How can we pay the debt to the devotees?
Ako môžeme splatiť dlh voči oddaným?
Yesterday I spoke about not only thinking about what we get from the association of the devotees, but what are we bringing to the association of the devotees.
Včera som hovoril o tom, že by sme mali premýšľať nielen nad tým, čo získame zo spoločnosti oddaných, ale čo aj prinesieme do spoločnosti oddaných.
And I ask all the devotees to think, what are you bringing to the tabor?
A všetkých oddaných som požiadal, aby premýšľali, čo vy prinášate na tábor.
So every year you should come here and really bring a lot of mercy.
Každý rok by si sa mal prísť a priniesť naozaj veľa milosti.
Somehow or other you go hunting for it and you collect a lot of mercy and bring it to the tabor.
Nejakým spôsobom by si mal naháňať tú milosť, zozbierať a potom to priniesť na tabor.
And share it with the Vaishnavas.
A podeliť sa o ňu s Vaishnavami.
In fact, don't even think about getting mercy, just think of bringing mercy.
V skutočnosti ani nerozmýšľaj nad tým, ako získať milosť, premýšľaj iba, ako priniesť milosť.
Of course, I was also thinking of getting mercy because I was thinking so many devotees will be here.
Ja som samozrejme tiež rozmýšľal o tom, ako získam milosť, pretože som si hovoril, toľko oddaných tu bude.
So surely that will be very exciting.
Že určite to bude veľmi vzrušujúce.
But also bring mercy.
Ale tiež prinášaj milosť.
Just whatever mercy we get, share it with the Vaishnavas.
Akúkoľvek milosť získame, podiel sa o ňu s Vaishnavami.
And that way we can repay.
Takýmto spôsobom to môžeme splatiť.
Lord Chaitanya would assist the Vaishnavas in their service.
Pán Chaitanya asistoval Vaishnavom v ich službe.
In the beginning when he came back from Gaya after he was initiated by Iswarapuri, then he would help all the devotees.
A na začiatku, keď prišiel z Gaje, potom čo bol zasvetený Šilom Išvárom Purim, tak pomáhal všetkým oddaným.
That's how you can repay the debt to the devotees.
Tak to môže splatiť dlh voči oddaným.
Somehow or other, serve the Vaishnavas.
Nejakým spôsobom slúž Vaishnavom.
Yeah. Anything else?
Niečo ďalšie?
Okay. I think
there's a question in
the I don't see it. Wave your hand. Oh, in the window. Ah.
V okne máme otázku.
Hare Krishna. I would like to ask about intoxication.
Oh.
I would like to know why is it a sinful?
Oh.
And why devotee who took the, you know, the process to their heart and they were chanting and doing all these things and were so excited are coming back to intoxicate again?
Ja by som sa chcela spýtať ohľadne intoxikácie, prečo je to také hriešne a prečo sa teda stáva, že oddaní, ktorí prijali do svojho srdca tento proces, čentovali a tak ďalej, tak sa vrátili k intoxikácii.
Ja. The age of Kali. Mandisa manna matayo manna bhagya upadruta. We are not so qualified in the age of Kali.
Ano, je to vek Kali. Vo veku Kali nie sme veľmi kvalifikovaní.
We had so many bad habits before.
Predtým sme mali toľko zlozvykov.
And so we were afflicted by the mode of ignorance.
A takto sme boli poznačení kvalitou nevedomosti.
Ignorance is bliss.
Nevedomosť je bláženosť.
If you can just forget everything.
Keď jednoducho na všetko môžeš len zabudnúť.
Pop a pill.
Hoci dopusti nejakú tabletku.
Or some other techniques are also there.
Sú tam aj rôzne iné techniky.
To take the intoxicant.
Ako si dať intoxikant.
And it gives us energy.
Dáva nám to energiu.
And it makes us forget our normal state of mind.
A spôsobuje to, že zabúdame na svoj normálny stav mysle.
And we feel we rise above.
Cítime sa, že sme sa na to pozdvihli.
And so we find some temporary relief and shelter from the pressure of existence in intoxication.
A takto získame nejakú dočasnú úľavu a útočisko od tej prítomnosti materiálnej existencie.
Then we become devotees.
Potom sa staneme oddanými.
We got some mercy of the Vaishnavas and we were frustrated in material life.
Získame milosť oddaných a sme frustrovaní z hmotného života.
And we suddenly changed.
A zrazu sa zmeníme.
Put on devotional clothes and tilak and the whole thing and learn to say Hari Bol.
Oblečíme si oddanostné šaty, dáme si tilak, naučíme sa ako hovoriť Hari Bol.
But how deep did the bhakti really go?
Ale ako hlboko ide naozaj tá bhakti?
We brought the mode of ignorance and passion in our hand luggage.
My sme si kvalitu vášne a nevedomosti priniesli ako príručnú batožinu.
And sooner or later we're going to open up that little bag.
Skôr či neskôr otvoríme tú malú taštičku.
Ooh, look at that ignorance.
A pozri na tú nevedomosť.
That passion.
Tá vášeň.
Yeah. And we will desire to again we begin to focus on old desires.
Znova potom začneme túžiť a sústrediť sa na staré túžby.
And we'll say, no, this is my
Povieme, nie, to je Maja, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So spiritual life remains a fight.
Duchovný život zostane boj.
So we are weak.
My sme slabí.
And then it takes so long.
A potom to trvá tak dlho.
I still am not a pure devotee.
Stále nie som čistý oddaný.
So then gradually we start to again look for material things.
Potom znova postupne začneme vyhľadávať hmotné veci.
We neglect our sadhana.
Začneme zanedbávať našu sadhanu.
We become careless about offenses.
Začneme byť a nebereme ohľad na priestupky.
And again we can fall down to old bad habits.
A znova môžeme upadnúť do starých zlozvykov.
And go for the temporary relief of a pill or some smoke or whatever, a needle.
A vybrať si túto dočasnú úľavu v podobe fajčenia, ihly a tak ďalej.
But even if that happens, still we can't forget Krishna.
A dokonca aj keď sa toto stane, nikdy nemôžeme stále zabudnúť na Krišnu.
Even if a devotee sinks down into the mode of ignorance, still he cannot forget Krishna.
Dokonca aj keď oddaný sa potopí úplne hlboko do nevedomosti, stále nemôže zabudnúť na Krišnu.
So somehow or other they are temporarily slowing down, but the devotional service will continue over many lives.
Takže dočasne takto sa síce spomalia, ale za niekoľko životov tá oddaná služba bude pokračovať ďalej.
Okay. Okay, I have to end the lecture now.
Musím ukončiť tú lekciu.
So, I thank you very much.
Ďakujem vám veľmi pekne.
Shilpa Prabhupada ki jai.